Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, expect live and feeder futures to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and further short covering. On the other hand, hog issues likely to begin with mixed price action thanks to bear spreading and more post-report profit-taking. Well, black and blue feedlot psychology received a much-needed shot in the arm yesterday as futures rocketed higher with triple-digit gains. Did it represent a temporary breather or something more meaningful that would be bulls that the bulls can be build on? Well, obviously, only time will tell. But until cash prospects come into better focus, bids and asking prices may remain very guarded. Now, the cash hog trade remains stuck in a bearish groove, one kept deep by the surplus of ready numbers. Despite lowering the base carcass price by another buck Tuesday, Mandatory reported more than 10,000 negotiated sales on a national basis. That's been the pattern for more than 30 days, and there's little sign of a shift anytime soon. Well, the crop markets were lightly traded yesterday, with soybeans finishing lower to reclaim about half of what they gained the day before, while corn finished a few cents higher. Winter wheat futures finished mostly lower yesterday, while spring wheat added more gains and is at a six-week high. Rain continues to plague the Midwest harvest, with forecasts putting severe storms in Kansas and Nebraska today, and flash flood warnings from Oklahoma all the way to Minnesota. Well, the winter wheat markets were unchanged to lower in light trading, while spring wheat rose again and is the highest since last August. December, soft red wheat did not test resistance. The 20-day moving average near 402 and remains well below the other key averages. Now, the corn closed higher yesterday and the highest since July in light trading, following this week's bullish export news, which included the sale on Tuesday and the robust weekly export shipments reported on Monday. Soybeans took back about half of the previous day's gains, with November coming to rest at the 20-day moving average support point. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 7th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,350 head to be offered, including 1,600 yearling steers, 1,000 yearling heifers, 8,100 weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On the futures, October live cattle was up 297 yesterday at 101.90, December up 270 at 102.67, October feeder cattle up 402 yesterday at 128, November up 447 at 123.75. October hogs down 30 cents, 48.62. And December down 67 cents, 43.50. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 4 cents at 403. The March down 4 cents at 419.5. December wheat Chicago unchanged at 395.5. The March down a quarter penny, 417. On the corn futures, December up 2.25, 348.25. And the March up 2.5 at 358.25. November soybeans down 9.5, 963. 3.5, January down 8.75, 969.25. October cotton down 187 at 70.30, and the March is up 13 at 69.80. November crude oil up 88, 49.57. December up 86 at 50.14. November natural gas down 3, 292 per million BTU.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.